Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Prime Minister's address to the nation on Bachat Utsav. The participants are Sanjay Mangal, Chief Commissioner CBIC Meerut Zone, and KV Prasad, Political Analyst. Moderator is Vishal Dahiya, Journalist.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has addressed the nation and pointed out the benefits of the new reforms in the GST regime. He said that the new reforms will be implemented from the first day of the Navratri festivities.
Navratri ke pratham divas 22 September ko suryoday ke saath hi next generation GST reforms lagu ho jayenge. Ek tarah se कल से देश में जीएसटी बचत उत्सव शुरू होने जा रहा है। इस जीएसटी बचत उत्सव में आपकी बचत बढ़ेगी और आप अपनी पसंद की चीजों को और ज्यादा आसानी से खरीद पाएंगे।
Terming the reforms as Nagrik Devo Bhava, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that these reforms will eventually lead to a drop in prices of daily essential items.
Desh ki vartaman jaruraton aur bhavishy ke sapnon ko dekhte hue GST ke ye naye reforms lagu ho rahe hain. Naye swaroop mein mukhya roop se ab sirf 5% और 18% के ही टैक्स स्लैब रहेंगे। इसका मतलब है रोजमर्रा के इस्तेमाल की ज्यादातर चीजें और सस्ती हो जाएगी।
For a detailed discussion on the various nuances of Prime Minister's address to the nation and various aspects of the newly announced GST reforms, we are joined by two distinguished experts. Let me first introduce them. Sanjay Mangalji is joining us, Chief Commissioner CGST of Meerut Zone, and Mr. KV Prasad, Senior Journalist, is also here with us. Welcome, both of you gentlemen. Sanjay ji, I'll begin with you. Let's start by understanding as to how these GST reforms will have an impact on the common man of the country. What kind of changes have been brought about and how will the common Indian citizen will benefit?
Vishal ji, as Honorable Prime Minister also emphasized in his speech today, these new generation GST reforms, they are basically aimed at common citizens only. And their purpose is to reduce the burden on them and to increase their purchasing power. So what happened earlier, the rates, there were four main rates, 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. But after this reform from tomorrow, only two rates, which is 5% and 18%. So most of the items of common use, which are used for common men, including food items, daily essentials, they will be brought to 5% now. And similarly, the aspirational goods like cars, TVs, dishwashers, etc., which were earlier in 28% slab, they will be brought to 18%. Benefit of these reduced rates will go to the consumers, will go to the citizens, will go to the ladies, to the youth, to the farmers. Farmers especially will be benefit because of the reduction of rate of duty on agricultural implements and tractors, etc., to 5% from earlier 18% or 12%. So there will be huge gain to the consumers. There will be saving to them, which will lead to increase in demands. So therefore, the Honorable Prime Minister has termed this rate reduction from tomorrow as GST Bachat Utsav. And he has also mentioned that these rate reductions or these reforms have been done considering the motto, Citizen Devo Bhava.
So GST Bachat Utsav or the next gen reforms, which we're talking about right now, announced by the government to be implemented from tomorrow. Mr. Prasad, this is not the first time that changes have been made in the GST regime. In fact, in the 8-year-long journey, there have been 55 GST Council meetings, and in the 56th, these next-gen reforms were announced. My question is, it looks like a journey where learnings have been implemented at every stage, but these reforms, termed as next-gen reforms, they're also considered to be the game-changer.
One, of course, when 8 years ago the country rolled on to GST, the major structural reform in the financial sector, there was the four slabs which were there, and that came up for a lot of discussion in the country. Several voices were heard on this, requiring that they be more simplified and the tax structure should be rationalized. Over a period of time, these demands kept on coming up, and the government also started readjusting. But a few weeks ago, there was a discussion where it was said, in the initial stages, because the number of taxes in the states were different, number of taxes levied by the center, so one had to find an equilibrium, because states were unwilling to let go of the finances so easily. That was the issue. So over a period of time, these readjustments and recalibration started taking place, and today you have arrived at a stage where the country is willing and ready to take on basically two slab thing. So I think that allows, and this also shows the government was sensitive to criticism, and that's why they kept on reforming. And from tomorrow morning, as the Prime Minister said, with the sunlight striking the day, a dawn of new tax regime in this country, Vishal.
Dawn of a new tax regime, or of a dawn of a new tax era, benefiting the end consumers and the middle class customer as well. In fact, apart from emphasizing the benefits of the new GST regime, Prime Minister in his address also highlighted the way his government has put in place measures to benefit the new middle class, such as the income tax rebate till 12 lakh of annual income.
गरीबी को परास्त किया है और गरीबी से बाहर निकल करके 25 करोड़ का एक बहुत बड़ा समूह नियो मिडिल क्लास के रूप में आज देश के अंदर बहुत बड़ी भूमिका अदा कर रहा है. इस नियो मिडिल क्लास की अपनी एस्पिरेशंस हैं, अपने सपने हैं. इस साल सरकार ने 12 लाख रुपए तक की इनकम को टैक्स फ्री करके एक उपहार दिया, और स्वाभाविक है जब 12 लाख रुपयों का इनकम टैक्स में राहत हो जाए तो मध्यम वर्ग के जीवन में तो कितना बड़ा बदलाव आता है.
The government has announced these sweeping measures as far as the new GST rates are concerned, and of course the general population, the common man, would be expecting benefits to percolate to them. But a crucial part here is the effective implementation of these new slabs as well, and a very key element in that is again the retailers, the wholesalers, the industry as well. So my question is that how is the government machinery working around to go ahead and ensure the effective implementation so that the benefits finally percolate to the intended end user and end beneficiary, that's the consumer?
Vishalji, government is very closely monitoring the situation, and they are taking all the measures to ensure that the benefit of these rate reductions is passed on to the end users for whom it is meant. And this time they have not relied on any punitive measures of anti-profiteering clauses. Instead, they have relied more on trust-based administration. They had close meetings with all the sectors and the ministries. And it was emphasized to all the sectors, all the industry associations, that this needs to be passed on to the end consumers. And I have seen that wholeheartedly industry is coming forth, and they have shown their willingness to pass on the benefits to the end users. You would have seen number of advertisements over past few days where the major industries have come up with their new price list and the rate reductions they are passing on. Ministry of Consumer Affairs have also issued a notification or a circular to all the industry how they have to ensure that the benefit is to be passed on. Besides, Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs has issued directions to all its field formations to closely monitor the price trend of essential items in pre-rate cut era and after pre-rate cut on regular basis, so that if it is noticed at any time that the benefit is not being passed on to the end users, then remedial measures can be taken by government at the earliest.
Prime Minister, focusing on, or rather stressing on the self-reliant India to be the way ahead for a developed India, also called upon the MSMEs to focus their energy on Make in India.
Saathiyon, Viksit Bharat ke lakshya tak pahunchne ke liye हमें आत्मनिर्भरता के रास्ते पर चलना ही होगा, और भारत को आत्मनिर्भर बनाने का बहुत बड़ा दायित्व हमारे एमएसएमईज यानी हमारे लघु, मध्यम और कुटीर उद्योगों पर भी है, जो देश के लोगों की जरूरत का है, जो हम देश में ही बना सकते हैं, वो हमें देश में ही बनाना चाहिए.
In his address to the nation, Prime Minister stressed upon the Make in India concept to ensure the overall development of the country and growth of Indian economy.
साथियों, देश की स्वतंत्रता को जैसे स्वदेशी के मंत्र से ताकत मिली, वैसे ही देश की समृद्धि को भी स्वदेशी के मंत्र से ही शक्ति मिलेगी। आज जाने अनजाने हमारी रोजमर्रा की जिंदगी में बहुत सी विदेशी चीजें जुड़ गई है, हमें पता तक नहीं है। हमें इनसे भी मुक्ति पानी होगी। हम वो सामान खरीदें जो मेड इन इंडिया हो, जिसमें हमारे देश के नौजवानों की मेहनत लगी हो। हमें हर घर को स्वदेशी का प्रतीक बनाना है।
Mr. Prasad, given the upheavals in the global economic order due to Trump tariffs and, of course, various trade deals being negotiated between several countries and, of course, several countries and the United States of America as well, do you think this is the right call at the right time for a focused approach on being self-reliant and using Make in India initiative, both for the end users and the consumers to buy Make in India and for the MSME to make in India, to provide Make in India products to the consumer?
Yeah, this is the direction the government has been wanting the country's economy to go, as a self-reliant economy. And it's a path, it's a long journey, but one has to start. It has already started many years ago. But the focus now is MSME sector, which the Prime Minister did mention in his speech. And because one of the estimates is that the kind of demand that's going to come out of this new tax regimes when the GST is rolled out tomorrow morning is that is estimated to result in some 12 lakh new jobs. That's kind of into the MSME sector. And remember, MSME sector is the backbone of the economy because of they generate a lot of jobs and they absorb a lot of workforce. So they keep the wheels of economy moving. It's very important in that way. And I think the definition of what constitutes self-reliance, the Prime Minister himself has made it.
Also, Prime Minister focused on very important aspect of this concept here, that is ensuring high standards of quality. Now, that's really important because we're not only just talking about the domestic consumption. We're also aiming at increasing India's exports. And when we talk about exports, we will have to compete with global manufacturers, outmatch their quality standards as well, so that our products do have a standing of their own in the global markets, and that brings in the forex to us.
Absolutely. We shall remember, why would anybody buy a product which doesn't give you value for money? Straight and simple, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody expects the value for money, and that means the amount of money you're going to pay, you expect the product to serve you for the purpose. And that's where quality comes in, because quality is important. And if you're talking of competing internationally, remember, the Prime Minister mentions that many things from foreign goods have entered India, which we pick up without even realizing it. So you're competing not just in export market, but also in the import market, because goods are coming here and people are buying stuff, goods which they think or material which they want, where the quality is of a higher, and as I said, the value for money is basic.
Just a few days ago, you also spoke about from chip to ship. We're talking about, you've done a lot of work as far as semiconductor industry is concerned. And when we talk about ships for the Indian Navy and all that, there's a lot of focus on self-reliance in defense manufacturing, a lot of focus on self-reliance in the semiconductor industry, so on and so forth. So it's not only about the consumer goods, it's about the other avenues in the economy as well.
Yeah, what you're talking of is products for different areas of requirement. I mean, remember, we just had Operation Sindoor, and post Sindoor, everybody's talked about is the ability of India to conduct this war with largely on your defense equipment, which was manufactured in India. So you're not dependent on foreign at the time of need. So that is a strategic requirement. But apart from the strategic, whether it's chips or ships or other things, are strategic issues. So there are many tracks, several sectors in which you have to be self-reliant, because the larger goal is 2047 Viksit Bharat. To be a developed economy, many levers that have to be moved together.
And all those levers will have to pass through the concept of self-reliance. Atmanirbhar Bharat se hi Viksit Bharat ban sakta hai, as Prime Minister said, but again, the focus on Make in India and the focus on quality of goods manufactured in India as well. Thank you so much, Mr. Prasad and Sanjay Mangal, for joining us here on Spotlight.
You were listening to a discussion on Prime Minister's address to the nation on Pachat Utsav. The participants were Sanjay Mangal, Chief Commissioner CBIC Meerut Zone, and KV Prasad, political analyst. Moderator was Vishal Dahiya, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.
Spotlight.